one quick moment here.
Hi there, Dan. Dan, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Dennis wanted me to get on the line. He's actually hoping that I can get you the details and the pricing, and also, though, apply a reduced rate here for your company. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
All right. Yours?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you very much for asking. Now, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, somewhat at least, you know.
Right. You're servicing 50 miles, it says. And do customers come to you, mm-hmm. or do you go to them, or a combination of the two?
Combination.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So with a 50-mile radius, we would want to make sure that you've got both search engine optimization and search engine marketing. I mean, you're right there servicing the Twin Cities and beyond. So this would include both local SEO, meaning that you'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing, and that we create almost 70 different destinations and directories that will all talk about your company, your services, your service area, and link back to your website. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, super pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens of directories known to the public and unknown, all of them equally important to Google and Bing. In fact, that's the content that Google and Bing index. The search engines see that instantaneously when someone does a keyword search for any of the services that you provide, and that's what's going to get your business and your website right there on that first page. Now, I'm looking at your website right now, and we could certainly promote your existing website. It is Google compliant. It's a mobile optimized site that does reformat, kind of stacks on itself for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. And what your website needs, though, for it to be more visible to people who don't already know the name of your company and are not necessarily looking for your business in particular, it needs to be promoted. Like I said, cross-reference and backlink to the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions, etc., that Google and Bing look for. Now, again, because you're servicing Minneapolis and beyond, I would definitely also recommend that we do Google paid ads. That is, of course, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. It's the two or three businesses that do pop up at the very top of the page with the little word ad next to it. Now, you're still not going to be paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. The calls will, in fact, come directly to you as a fixed flat rate. In fact, Google would charge my company, not yours, for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. It is a month-to-month service, no long-term contract at all. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. You actually qualify for a couple of different things that would make it a lot more affordable, especially this week. We are running, you know, if you want to call it a Black Friday special or Thanksgiving. The truth of the matter is that obviously we'll be out of the office Thursday and Friday. Yeah, my workload is still the same. I still have to fill the same 5 days worth of listings in 3 days. So we're actually giving thanks back to our customers, our clients, and we are actually waiving all setup fees. There's usually a $299 setup fee to help us offset the cost of creating that initial content. But we are waiving the setup fee, so it would save you $299. And of course, you know, although it is month to month, we do look long term. We know our clients stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And the other thing that I would do here is you're a long standing business, over 10 years. So I would apply what we call an established business rate, which is a reduced rate for established companies of 10 years or more. We prefer to work with companies that have been around for a while, companies that know what they're doing, companies that can provide quality service and still take on more work. So you would actually see a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and that is a savings that you'll see every month that you choose to stay with us. You're already an established company. That reduced rate would always stay with you. So with the setup fee waived and with that reduction in the cost, you know, saving exactly $300, a little over 50%, it would bring the rate down from what would normally be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. And with there not being a setup fee, that would be what it would take to get started. And on a month-to-month basis, we would be earning your business. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or, you know, from the website. Now, I know that you offer quite a lot of different services. You know, it's fine arts and framing. I did see a Yelp listing connected here that has you, you know, servicing cabinet refacing, cabinet design. Is that part of the services you also want to be found for?
Yeah. So I started the business as a picture framer, and I do that. But I have done more custom furniture and like cabinetry type products over the last couple of years. Than framing.
Oh, nice.
However, if I was, I mean, the two main areas I would prefer to drive would be furniture and picture framing. Mm. Picture framing is great because the projects individually are fairly small and fairly profitable and shorter time frame.
Right. I'm looking at your website. You do really, really nice work. I think we would only need to get your website where more people can see it. I mean, you've got a nice website, very user-friendly, very conversion-driven, a lot of information about your company, about you and your services, you know, all of those photos in there as well. The one thing about your website, of course, is that it's difficult to find. I mean, unless people already know the name of your business. And like most websites, I mean, you know, the majority of the websites out there are never even seen by their intended audience because of the way people search. Most consumers rarely go past the first page when they're looking for a service. Mm-hmm. So pretty much if your website's not on that first page, it's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It exists and it's out there, and if people saw it, they would want to contact you. But right now, it's hard unless someone already knows the name of your company and are looking for you specifically for them to happen upon your website. So, of course, what our service would do would be to make sure that for the keywords and search phrases related to the services that you provide, you know, if it is the custom furniture or the, you know, the picture framing and things like that, or really any of the services that you offer, you can still be found for those searches too. And it is, of course, you know, very targeted with both the, you know, the Google paid ads and the content that we'll create, you know, focusing on high-end residential clients who would be able to call you directly. And, you know, obviously, like you said, a lot of your services are sometimes smaller projects that you can get them pretty quickly and get paid quite well for. You're definitely not a hair salon or a donkey walker. You don't have to do 15 jobs just to break even, especially at that $2.99, that reduced rate. It is something that we are looking to fill, meaning that we're trying to find the one company that we would work with for this particular category, and then we close out the category. We don't work with competing businesses. We cannot work with competing businesses, you know, the same services in the same area and still maintain our Google partnership. But our job is to find the company to work with, and now is a great time. I mean, you would save the $300 a month regardless of the week, but you're also saving $300, well, $299 off of the setup fee because of the holiday shortened week this week. Is it something that you would want on a month-to-month basis for your company at this point?
Potentially. I have one question.
Sure, of course.
Are you saying that the Google paid ads are a part of that?
Yes.
Cost?
Yes. There's a modest ad spend kind of bundled in there. You know, the real point of the Google paid ads would be to jumpstart the local campaign. You know, Google. You know, we've been an SEO company since 2004. In fact, December 17th will be our official 17-year anniversary. About 5 years ago, when Google was looking to partner up with companies to provide professional management of these types of services for small to medium-sized businesses, particularly professional management of paid Google ads, Local Splash was one of the very first companies that Google partnered up with. Of course, we started out as a regular partner, everyone does, but since then we worked our way up through channel partner and to promote premier partner, and there's just 8 premier partners in the country. There's currently 41 worldwide, and it's just with the Google Premier Partners that Google will charge our companies directly for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. And ever since we started as a partner to Google, they've been very clear and upfront that the businesses that do both local search engine optimization and also search engine marketing, the paid Google ads, get a boost. You know, they kind of get preferential treatment. Mm-hmm. Google tracks those clicks, and it helps your placement in the local map to expand outward towards where those clicks happen. And of course, just from a consumer standpoint, when you're on the page at the very top in the Google ads, and then also just below that in the local pack or the map result, you know, Google says if you're on the first page twice, not once, you get not twice as many phone calls, but more like 6 or 8 times as many phone calls as if you're listed only once. Even if people don't recognize consciously that they saw you on that first page, they do see it, and then subconsciously they're drawn to your listing in that local map. And like I said, the real point of doing those Google ads is to jumpstart the campaign in the local map section. Now, obviously, we'll be tracking it as well. If most of your clicks and calls are coming from the paid ads, and if you're only at, say, an 80% impression share, meaning that your ads are only running 80% of the time that they would otherwise be eligible, maybe limited a little bit by budget, we could talk to you about maybe increasing your Google ad spend at that point. But usually with that $2.99 and what we allocate towards the Google ads, it's going to get you enough phone calls and enough work for most businesses that you wouldn't need to spend any more to the ads at all, and it would just be that flat rate.
Okay. And then, so, like, you talked about, I don't know if I'll have the right terminology, but you talked about, like, the backlinks, like the Facebook page and stuff like that.
Yeah, technically, it's called off-page optimization because it's everything that exists off of the website page itself, but yeah, backlinks is a common term for it, too.
Okay, and so, I mean, the business does have a Facebook page. I am not on Facebook, but my wife is. And
sure.
We have
sure.
shared access to it. Nothing has really been updated with that in a while.
Gotcha.
But my question then is that what we would be working with that then? And
If you already have a Facebook page, then we would promote that Facebook page, link it to the content that we create. It looks like you also have a Yelp listing. So you've got maybe arguably the most well-known directories that Google looks for, Yelp and Facebook. But to be honest with you, it's going to be, you know, the fact that you are in a big city, and at least for, you know, some of the services that you provide, you've got a lot of competition. It's going to be the directories that no one has, that in fact most people have never even heard of. Most so-called SEO companies even would not think to create something like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. Those are directories too, the same way that Yelp and Facebook function as directories for businesses, but of course not well known to the public at all, and not something that we would create even for your potential customers to see. They wouldn't even be thinking to look there. But that content, the same as Yelp and Facebook, gets indexed when someone does a keyword search. The companies that pop up on the first page of the local search, that local pack or map, they're really only there because they have more content online that Google looks for, and that Bing looks for. Bing basically indexes off of Google than their competitors have. So especially in big cities, having those directories that are a little more obscure and less well-known, that's definitely going to help you to stand out amongst your competitors, get you on that first page in the local map. And then again, the fact that we're also combining search engine marketing, the Google ads, that's definitely going to jumpstart your campaign in that local pack or that map that pops up.
Okay. And so do you just sort of cut and paste and add what you need to from what you can find from me already to fill in the other things?
We
the Google AdWord listings, or how does that kind of
So we do have information off of your website, but one of the very first things that we would do would be to have what we call a client interview. And that's where we really do talk to you about the services you want to be found for, how you want to be branded. Of course, you know, the important things for a customer, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, but also, you know, if you have a mission statement, if you have a motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, what's unique about your business. If you want us to, you know, brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, we'll be talking to you about the services that you provide. We'll do the keyword research for the services that you think are most relevant to what you do. And then we'll provide you with that list. If you say, oh, I like that, but could you add this one? And could you get rid of that one? That type of thing. But we're definitely going to talk to you about how you want us to brand your company so that we can make sure that you're getting the right types of phone calls from the right types of clients.
Sure.
So it is a collaboration. You are going to get, like I said, a very detailed tracking and reporting system, and not only to track your success and see what you're listed for and things like that, you can upload photos through your client dashboard. You can request content changes directly through your client dashboard. Of course, you can, you know, print out invoices for tax purposes, and especially at this time of the year, a lot of businesses are investing or reinvesting or upping their investment in advertising because it is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business.
Sure. Okay. I guess, you know, one of the most practical questions then, you need to be paid today or initially,
yes. It does bill proactively, kind of like, you know, if you're paying rent for your apartment, you would bill on the first and you're paid through the end of the month, because we do start right away. You know, we are going to be creating those 70 or so directories. That takes us about 3 or 4 days. Google says that the ads are up and running, the paid ads are usually up and running in 7 to 10 days. They want us to keep saying that, so I always do, but I've been doing this for almost 9 years with this particular company, with Local Splash, and I know that the Google ads are usually up and running in less than 7 days. So, you know, a couple few days, your Google ads are up and running, people are clicking on those ads, and of course, Google's already starting to charge my company for those clicks. So it would bill today, the $299. It's an exact amount, like I said, and would only bill once a month on the exact same day for that exact amount. There's never any taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. You're not paying for the click. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, for the picture framing or for the custom cabinets or anything like that, or the furniture. Of course, it's still always only ever going to be that flat rate. It is also a fixed rate. Like I said, it will never go up on you. The reduced rate for being an established company will always apply. But even if our rate goes up, your rate would never go up. It would stay at that flat rate.
Okay. Okay. Well, I am looking to try and jumpstart some things again.
Mm-hmm.
I would need to do a little bit of transferring some things around before I can run the payment.
Okay.
But I'm interested.
Okay.
Do we need to do it today to capture that, or can we have tomorrow?
Well, we need to fill the position today. It's set to continue to call through the list of pre-qualified candidates. No bad reviews, some online presence. Obviously, you've got some of the things that I mentioned. And that's probably how we found you. It might have been the Yelp listing or the website itself that captured the attention of our inventory department when we're looking to find a company that could fill this particular category. So we have to actually fill out the position, but we don't have to start it today. I'm actually allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to 3 business days, of course, with Thursday and Friday being out of the office. And if we have to wait to do it tomorrow, we could do that for sure. But let me get a little bit of information from you here. I do see it listed. The Yelp listing has it as DVG Fine Arts and Framing. The website itself says DVG Framing Company or Co. How did you actually want the business to be branded? How did and of course the website is DVGframing.com.
Dot com, right. So, I mean, the official name of the business is DVG Finance and Framing .com, or, I mean, sorry, DVG Finance and Framing LLC.
Right.
Seems like a bit of a mouthful, and when I used to have that .com, it was like I got so tired of typing all that in.
Mm.
Just shorten it down for the website.
But the DVG framing. Mm-hmm. Well, right. I mean, it is a personal preference, and now would be a great time for the branding of your business, doing business as type of thing. So it doesn't have to be exactly matching the way the business is registered, especially with all of the 7 years of directories that we're creating for you, the verified listing on Google and Bing. It would be a good time to kind of brand your business. The important thing is the consistency, so we're going to want it to be the same way everywhere. Did you want that just to be DVG framing, or how would you want it to appear?
Well, if I can take your time to ask you another question.
Of course.
So I have had this idea. I'm involved in I do some crypto investing, and within the blockchain thing, there is a new DNS registration thing, DNS registration system.
Mm-hmm.
And they have multiple options, but they have a .crypto. And so a while back, I haven't done anything with these, but a while back I purchased a picture framing .crypto and I think it's custom furniture .crypto.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about getting those set up and just having those point to a page on my website.
Okay.
I think there's some value in them just because the current market cycle of cryptocurrency is pretty hot and will be getting hotter as the year winds up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility? Does that seem like a good idea, or is that complicating things more?
Well, it doesn't necessarily complicate things, and like you said, if it is something that you would want to add to your website, it is something that we could even promote for you. With the keywords and things like that we would have on the content that we would create. And again, we're not going to do anything to the website. Just to be very clear, we're not doing any on-page optimization. We're not going to make any changes to the website itself. It's already built. It's hosted by someone else. It's on someone else's server. We don't have access to that. But any changes that you make, of course, everything that we do will connect directly to your website.
Is it, follow-on question, is it, taking into account what you do, is it valuable still to do more with the SEO on the web page? And is that something that you would consult on or something like that? Or does everything
we
make up for that?
It really does, to be honest with you. 5 years ago, I might be answering this question a little bit differently. But like I said, your website is already pretty detailed. And when people started searching more on their smartphones than on their computers, and that switch happened 5 years ago, and it just keeps leaning that way more and more, Google really did kind of de-emphasize the importance of a website itself as far as ranking factors. Okay. So anything that can be built into the website, meta tags, keyword density, schema markup, naming the photos, all of that really is less important than it was before. And what really does matter is where else is that website backlinked and attached. If you've ever seen a Google My Business website for companies that don't already have one, it's a one-page website, plain white background, couple of photos, if that, just bullet points for the services and a phone number. But again, it meets the criteria that Google looks for being a secure website and, of course, mobile optimized. So I think your website is fine if you want to add services or anything like that. I think as far as the SEO on the website itself, it looks fine.
Okay. And then as far as hours go, so I have my Google page and I have obviously the Yelp site, and with both of them, they allow you to put in scheduling and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just me, I mostly work by appointment.
Okay.
And I've always been kind of frustrated that they really don't support that very well.
Right.
Does that end up being problematic with what we're doing, not having properly defined hours, or do I need to define hours better?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, a lot of our clients are even more service-based than you are. Like you said, a lot of people come to you, but a lot of times you're going out to them. But like, if you think of like, say, a roofing contractor or something like that, they work sun up to sundown or something like that. You know, their hours changes
right.
as the day changes and things like that. And, you know, really, you know, most service-based businesses are just going out to the customer. So no one ever comes to them or is expecting to know what hours they're open and what times they can go there. Really, we would list you for the times that you would be most likely wanting to expect phone calls, you know, because most people are not going to be expecting necessarily to go there. But I did see the 500 East 36th, Street B11. Is that an address that's associated with your business? And because I also saw the 5417 Emerson Avenue South. I'm not sure where that address came from.
Yeah, so I suspect that you guys got triggered to call me because I just called into Yelp and updated my address with them. And I put up two, like, whatever they call them, updates or posts or whatever.
Right.
I put one up today before I did that, and I put one up a couple of days ago. So that's just become sort of more active in the last week, you know.
Okay. Got it.
So I'm at the 500 East 36.
Right, the B11.
This used to be where we lived, and I had...
Oh.
And,
okay.
And I had kind of an office there, but that's not at all attached. No.
Got it. Yeah, so we would want all the current information. One thing that we do is called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So any information that is already out there, we'll make sure that we get it updated so it's accurate and consistent with the current information. And we do that in the beginning, and we do it periodically because sometimes things will auto-populate or draw from other places, and we want to make sure that the information is always accurate. And then again, that's 55408 for the zip code. And the phone number that we're speaking on, mm-hmm. that's the same one that's on the Google listing, the 612-501-9046. So that's a good number for us to reach you as well, and a good number for your customers to call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I was looking on the website for a physical email address. Really more for us to contact
there
you.
There should be one. It would just be the same as the web. It would just be the dvdframing@gmail.com.
Okay, dvdframing@gmail.com. The website's got, looks like
art info,
DVG.
DVG.
Yeah.
That one's good, too. Yep.
That one's good, too. Okay.
I guess that's better. You know, I've
okay.
Yeah, that's been more reserved for clients and things like that, so that inbox is much less.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, and mostly it's going to be for us to contact you regarding your account, certainly for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. We'll email it out to you, but a lot of the times we're just going to be giving you a call or sending you a quick text. And then, Dan, what is your last name, sir?
It's Gremillion, which is GREMILLION.
And the first letter was B like boy?
No, G like green.
G, gotcha. G-R-E-M, G-R-E and then like the word million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And then when we contact you, Mr. Gremillion, do you prefer phone, text, email, any or all?
If you need to get a hold of me, a text message is
text.
Definitely the easiest way for me to see it and respond to it.
Perfect. I'll put text preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I will be taking a look at our client interview calendar. We will be scheduling that follow-up call from one of our technicians. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself usually takes about 30, 35 minutes or so. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. And then you did say that you would need maybe the rest of today to kind of transfer funds or anything like that. You wouldn't want us to see if there's anything available towards the end of the day.
You can give me till tomorrow morning or whatever. That'd be great.
That'll work. So first available is 9 o'clock. Last available tomorrow would be 5 o'clock, with just a couple of exceptions. It looks like there's at least one slot available every hour in between, maybe something towards the middle of the day in case we decide to
knock out early. I'd say like
11
or 12 tomorrow would be...
11 or 12. I can do the 11 o'clock, yeah. It would be scheduled from 11 until 12. If 12 worked out better, I could do the 12 o'clock also. There's just one less slot available.
No, 11 gives me enough time to...
Okay.
11's good.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be scheduled from 11 until 12. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that usually only takes about half that time. It probably gets you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. You'll receive a reminder email through our automated system at 10 o'clock, an hour prior to that scheduled phone call. And in just a couple of minutes here, I'm actually just going to also send you a calendar invite to your email, really more for your records than anything else. You certainly don't have to respond to it, although a lot of people do, and no problem if you do. And then other than that, I would need to do the voice verification. It is required of us, and I'll read into it tomorrow's date for the start date and the recurring payment being on the 24th of the month. It is required of us. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know everything we talked about being a month-to-month service, no setup fee, the subscription reduced to $2.99 as a fixed flat rate, and all the other services that we'll be providing and things like that. Now, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, okay? Give me just a quick second here, Dan, to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Gramillion, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Dan, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
DVG, Fine Arts and Framing, LLC.
Okay. And the and in this case between the arts and framing is the ampersand, the symbol for the word, and not the word A-N-D spelled out, correct?
You mean as it would be in a search bar?
Oh, well, not necessarily. Just for the branding of the business, how did you want it to visually appear? I've got D, capital D.
Visually,
D,
I think the ampersand D. Looks nice, yeah.
I agree. Anybody asks me, it actually grabs someone's attention a lot more than the word A and D. And then the D, and V, and G are all capitalized without periods in between, without spaces in between. So I've got DVG Fine
Perfect.
Arts and Framing with the ampersand, and then Framing LLC. And that's how I've got that. And then, Mr. Gramillion, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. So my name is Daniel Gramillion, and I am the owner of the business.
Okay, perfect. And then, Dan, as the owner of DVG Fine Arts and Framing, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
I am.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information, Dan, that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Gramillion, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is, in fact, important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people needing your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, emails, text messages, of course, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Dan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
That's right.
Of course. Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing for you. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate, consistent, and current. And we're not saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, then we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Like I said, we're going to do that NAPW audit, make sure all the information is accurate. We do it periodically as well, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm applying here for being an established company, and, of course, with the holiday shortened week, meaning that I'm waiving the setup fee, and, of course, with this being a month-to-month service with the start date being tomorrow, the 24th, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving entirely, will be charged tomorrow, the 24th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. And that is an exact amount, a fixed flat rate. It will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And there are no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, no lead generation fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone as well. And when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299. Once again, Dan, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that of course means you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do ask, Dan, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Gramillion, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then we won't be actually processing that payment until tomorrow, but is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's a Visa card.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
And is it Daniel Gramillion? Is the middle initial a V on that particular card?
Yes, it is Daniel V. Gramillion.
Okay, Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, and then the middle initial of V. Of course, Gramillion, you said that was a Visa card, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. 4134.
Yes, sir.
4400.
Okay.
0669. Mm-hmm. 0639.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0226.
02 of 26. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
489.
489. So I've got 489, 489 on the back of the card, 02 or February of 2026, the expiration. And then, Dan, was the card itself 4134, 4400, 0669, 0639?
That's correct.
And does that bill at the 500 East 36th Street or the other address or a different address entirely?
No, it bills to my home, which is...
Is it the 5517? Oh, different. Uh-huh.
No, the Emerson address is not at all.
It's an old address. Okay.
Correct.
So you said 5501?
Yes, 5501 30th Avenue South.
Gotcha. And the zip code? That's in Minneapolis, right?
55. Yeah, it is. 55417.
Okay, perfect. Now, tomorrow when we process that payment. And did you want us to wait until just prior to that client interview at 11, or would we be able to process that 9, 10?
Is it? Yeah, let's say 10. I mean, central time, I assume?
Yeah, of course. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to wait?
Let's say 10.
10, about an hour
just
prior.
Just in case I forget to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, a problem.
No,
okay, perfect. And then that way, if there's any issues or concerns, I'll have plenty of time to give you a call before that scheduled client interview time, which at this point is, like I said, at 11. So tomorrow at 10 Central, when we process that payment, our automated system will send you a confirmation email with our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there will be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You will also receive that link directly by text message. Now, there's a couple of things that, at the very bottom, we just want you to confirm that you are the authorized cardholder, to type in this case your full name, Daniel V. Gramillion, and then hit confirm signature. That does a couple of things. It allows us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. And then, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the rate, that the rate will never go up, that we've actually waived the setup fee, etc. So it is an important step in the process. It is also going to be the same client dashboard or the portal interface that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting. So you'll notice once you do type in Daniel V. Gramillion and hit confirm signature, it will immediately after that ask you for a username and a password. You don't have to actually worry about that at this point. It's just the automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting. The password has not yet been created. We usually will email or text out the password to you after a couple of days once we've created all the content for you to start tracking. The username's already been created, though. It's actually just the phone number that we're speaking on. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers. In fact, you'll receive that in the calendar invite. It will have your username, your name, and then the actual phone number. The support@localsplash.com email address that you'll see in the invoice email that will be automatically generated and sent out tomorrow morning at 10, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can certainly email anything there. It'll be forwarded to the right department. Just make sure that you reference your phone number or your username, which is basically the same thing. And then tomorrow they will officially give you the photos@localsplash.com email address to send photos directly. Like I said, you can continue to email photos to us, or you can upload them yourself through your client dashboard once you have access to that. But it will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call around 11 o'clock. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I mean, we're pretty excited to get this going out there. You know, get that good-looking website, your experience out there in front of people who don't already know about you so they can see you and call you and start using your services. So we're looking forward to getting it going for you. And I'm actually pretty glad that, you know, we happened to contact you this week and save you that $299 off of that setup fee.
Yeah, thank you. Can I just ask one last question? So
sure.
My phone number that's listed is my cell phone.
Okay.
If I were to, you know, get like some service so I could have a business line that my wife and I can both answer and that kind of thing. I mean, if I get
sure.
that set up tomorrow, can we make those changes?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we can make those changes tomorrow. We can make those changes at any time. So, like I said, we're going to be able to update any information that we need to update, whether it's additional phone number, if your address changes or anything like that. We'll always be able to update that content at no additional cost. If you wanted us to, we could set up a tracking number. Google used to hate tracking numbers because they got recycled, and a lot of times they were still linked to defunct or older or businesses not related to that current tracking number. It doesn't work that way anymore. All tracking numbers are one use only per business, and Google actually doesn't mind having both a real active number but also a tracking number. So if you wanted a tracking number, it would just be a separate number that would forward to your phone, your cell phone. And I know that you said you kind of wanted something that both you and your wife would be able to to answer. But we can do a tracking number for you. There's no additional cost for us to do that. It's a recent thing that Google's actually been starting to encourage. So we are offering that as well. Okay. And you can talk to our client interview technician about that.
With the tracking number, then, is that, I assume then from what you're saying is that would just come to one number,
Yes, I am pretty sure that's the way it would work. The tracking number would only forward to one number, and you would choose if that would be your number or your wife's number or what that would be. But I'm pretty sure it only does forward to one number. I can double check on that, but I imagine that's how it would work.
The tracking number could forward. Right, I suppose that forward, if I set up a service, it could forward to that as well.
It could forward to that service too, so we could always do that. If you wanted to get a separate number that you wanted to list separately for your business, have something that you and or your wife could answer when that number is called directly, or if you wanted to have the tracking number forward to that number, we could do that too. We can always change that too if you're not able to get that other number that you were hoping to get before tomorrow. We could talk to you about that tomorrow if you want to have the tracking number and if you've already got that other number for us to forward it to or to promote for your business. So, but other than that,
distinguish like
of course
from you versus things that were already.
Sure. Yeah, it does make it a lot easier. It also does record phone calls too. So let's say you didn't get all the information or you forgot to write everything down. If you don't want to call the customer back and say, what time did you want me to see you tomorrow? Or what was your address again? If you don't want to have to do that, you can access the recordings of that particular phone call and get all of that information there. So there's a lot of good reasons why Google has finally decided to open their eyes and ears to the possibilities of what a tracking number can do. And we are, of course, listening to why Google thinks it's a good idea, too. So our client interview technician will have a little bit more information for you tomorrow. And that call is scheduled for 11 o'clock. Like I said, don't expect it right at the top of the hour, but shortly after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking so much time and answering.
No problem. Been a pleasure speaking with you. I mean, I kind of wanted to mention it before, but when you were thanking me for my time, I definitely thank you for your time. You're clearly an intelligent, patient, smart guy, and I don't always get all of those. In fact, a lot of times I get none of those. So it was a pleasure speaking with you. Absolutely. And you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Happy
holidays to you.
It was nice
to
speak with you as well, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks
again. Thank you, Dan. Take care. Bye-bye.